You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. This week marks 1 year since a Minneapolis police officer murdered George Floyd. The year since has seen national, even global protests demanding justice for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other Black victims of police killings, as well as a racial reckoning in society and business. Many tech companies came out in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and made promises to make their companies more diverse and equitable in a notoriously non-diverse industry. 1 year later, is it possible to measure their progress? Megan Rose Dickey is a senior reporter at Protocol, where she covers labor and diversity in tech.
It's hard to know exactly how well they've done because a lot of those commitments were looking at like 2023 or 2025. So we're still not going to see if companies have really followed through with those commitments for a little while.
Yes, it is always somewhat convenient that it's just a little farther out than we can measure.
Right. And they probably hope that we'll forget about it.
Yep, exactly. But there is culture. And we've seen a lot of stories about culture and attempts to improve that, which is harder to measure. But have you seen any actions that seem promising?
Yeah, there have been some actions. So I would point to Snap, for example. A big change that they made was around the use of racist language in their code database. So whether it's like master and slave or blacklist and whitelist. And so they're working on actually changing those terms. But then, I don't know, like you see Google. So last week, we found out that Google's dermatology app barely used any data from people with darker skin tones. Still, after all this time, like, how is that still what's happening? And it's just kind of becoming comical at this point.
Are there any tech companies you can think of that have really handled the last year well in a measurable way?
I feel like I've been asked that question a lot just over the years of covering D&I, and like I used to say, like, oh, like Pinterest is doing really well, and then mm-hmm. Next thing we know, it's actually not doing well. And so I think there are still definitely things that some companies are doing that look good on the surface, like with whether it's like unconscious bias trainings or ally trainings or but I think the bigger, more important things need to come around, like really overhauling the hiring practices, like where they're recruiting from, and looking at the performance review process and seeing if there are biases and inequities in those. And so I think if we're really wanting to see real change, then companies need to look at some of those more systemic processes that they have in place.
Megan Rose Dickey is a senior reporter at Protocol, where she covers labor and diversity in tech. More with her and more on this story in the Marketplace Tech Podcast. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.